This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has asserted that the abeyance of the Indus Water Treaty will greatly benefit the farmers of Jammu and Kashmir, Rajasthan, Haryana, Punjab and some parts of Himachal Pradesh. The minister said this while interacting with different groups of farmers in New Delhi from across the country. Mr. Chauhan emphasized that a comprehensive strategy on the utilization of this water will be made in the future to ensure maximum benefit for all.
बगलीहार एक परियोजना है जिससे पाकिस्तान गाद नहीं निकालने दे रहा था हमें मिट्टी जमा हो जाती बांध भर जाते हैं इसी समझौते का बहाना बना के लेकिन अब सलाल बांध और बगलीहार बांध दोनों से पानी निकाल के हमने गाद निकालने का काम शुरू कर दिया पाक धारदागिरी करता था सिंधु जल समझौता है गाद भी नहीं निकालने देंगे अब गाद तो क्या एक बूंद नहीं छोड़ेंगे हमारे चार पांच राज्य हैं जम्मू कश्मीर से लेके राजस्थान हरियाणा पंजाब हिमाचल का भी कुछ हिस्सा आएगा सारी संभावनाओं पर विचार करके और कैसे भारत के किसानों के हक में हित में इस पानी का उपयोग किया जाए उसकी योजना बनाई जाएगी
Addressing a press conference, Mr. Chauhan said that a nationwide campaign, Viksit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan, will be launched on the 29th of this month and will continue until the 12th of June. The campaign aims to create awareness among farmers about modern technology and new seed varieties. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri briefed the Parliamentary Standing Committee on the current foreign policy developments regarding India and Pakistan. He briefed the committee headed by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor regarding Operation Sindoor and subsequent ceasefire announcement with Pakistan. This was the first time a top government official briefed a parliamentary panel on foreign policy developments after the Pahalgam terror attack and India's retaliatory action against terror sites in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met with Dutch Foreign Affairs Minister Casper Welkamp in The Hague, Netherlands. In a social media post, Dr. S. Jaishankar said that he had wide-ranging discussions on deepening the bilateral partnership of both the countries and engagement with the European Union. He also appreciated Netherlands' strong condemnation of the Pahalgam attack and support for zero tolerance against terrorism. The External Affairs Minister reached The Hague on the first leg of his three-nation visit to the Netherlands, Denmark and Germany. Union Home Minister Amit Shah launched the new Overseas Citizen of India OCI portal in New Delhi yesterday. The new portal will provide enhanced functionality, advanced security and a user-friendly experience for the existing over 5 million OCI cardholders and new users. On this occasion, the Home Minister said that India is continuously striving to provide world-class immigration facilities to the OCI cardholders. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the new Overseas Citizen of India OCI portal. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that with enhanced features and improved functionality, the new OCI portal marks a major step forward in boosting citizen-friendly digital governance. Veteran NCP leader and Samta Parishad founder Chagan Bhujbal will be inducted into Maharashtra Cabinet today. Mr. Bhujbal's entry into the cabinet was cleared by the Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis and it was formally conveyed to him that he would have to take the oath today. The India Meteorological Department has issued an orange alert warning for Karnataka to predict very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall during the next 2 days. IMD has also issued a red alert warning for Karnataka and adjoining areas of Tamil Nadu, Konkan, Goa and Maharashtra to get very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall during the next 3 days. Talking to media, senior scientist in IMD, RKJ Namani said that Mumbai will also receive moderate to heavy rainfall from tomorrow. India's Diya Chitle and Yashaswini Ghorpade marched into the pre-quarterfinals of the women's doubles event at the World Table Tennis Championships Final 2025 in Doha, Qatar yesterday. After dropping the first game, 12th-seeded Chitle and Ghorpade beat Singapore, Zhang Xian, a Commonwealth Games silver medalist, and Sir Lin Xian. In the Indian Premier League IPL 2025 cricket, Lucknow Super Giants LSG have been eliminated from playoffs race as they lost to Sunrisers Hyderabad by 6 wickets in Lucknow last night. Chasing a target of 206 runs, Sunrisers Hyderabad made 206 for the loss of 4 wickets in 18.2 overs with Abhishek Sharma scored blistering 59 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.